Glad we're all having fun.
Okay.
High Mystery.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to High Mystery.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. This is a podcast. This is the podcast where we get high and we talk about the mysteries of the universe.
That you should be getting high with us.
You really should. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
And I'm Holly.
That's the crew of High Mystery. And Leanne is our special guest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's joining us. She did a mystery herself just a couple days ago. So
well, they've heard already. They know.
It's true.
We were there.
You were there. You heard it.
None of you.
Episode. Don't listen to things out of order. It's just absurd. Yes. My God.
So today we will be smoking one of my blunts. It is a Honey Pot Swirl High Hemp Wrap.
Mm.
And it is packed with what I determined to be Tahoe OG.
Good determining.
It's clear in the background. He's our one of our audience members. Shout out from the other.
Ooh, hello.
Sorry, put her on the spot.
The
I put our entire audience
and
on the
no
spot.
And no talking for the rest of the time. Only laughing.
I need to rest my voice for the blunt.
And we'll also be smoking what is definitely 100% cookies.
Cream.
I was like, cookies North Carolina?
Yeah. Huh?
Just like one of the best kinds of ice cream.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. In a king palm.
Got political.
We need you to take a stance on this now.
Best kind of ice cream?
I know, yes.
Thanks.
Okay, let's take a quick poll. Favorite kind of ice cream?
Cookies and
room.
Cream.
Mine is cookies and cream.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Moose Tracks.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm also in the Moose Tracks. I think that's the kind of ice cream I just brought. Oh, it's Mudslide, which is similar to Moose Tracks.
Oh, Holly. You're gonna make me cheat
like
on my
tonight.
Diet.
These are all such like fancy ones. Like,
which one do you like?
Yeah, what?
I mean, I like those, especially like sundaes and stuff. But like, sometimes you just gotta get like a good vanilla bean.
Yeah.
Or
what?
Like
mint
chip.
My cookies and cream
vanilla?
Is so good because it's just vanilla,
or
but with fucking Oreos.
No.
Mint chip.
Like Brambleberry crisp.
Whoa.
From the Salt and Straw.
Oh, the Salt and Straw.
They do make some good stuff. I also got to give a shout out to chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
The unsung hero of the ice cream.
It's
I don't think chocolate chip cookie dough is unsung here. Everybody's
pretty,
singing
it's
chocolate
pretty
chip
much
cookie dough.
Yeah, it's pretty popular.
It's pretty popular. It's kind of a mean girl.
Vanilla is not your favorite. Come on.
It's not my favorite. I'm just saying that. I don't eat ice cream enough to know like these
that's
special
true.
Flavors like the
kid,
tonight one or whatever.
When you were a kid,
oh,
what
the
was the ice cream that you always got?
Well, yeah, it would be like a sundae. It's like the vanilla
okay.
base with like stuff in it. Though.
I do
okay,
prefer
so.
Vanilla base when making a sundae.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
I
know
the
about
other...
the tonight dough because I go to the 7-Eleven.
See, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know the Ben and Jerry's flavors. I don't know like
before we
become good.
An ice cream podcast. Rob is about to spark that blunt,
oh,
and he's gonna tell us what his mystery is.
Been real coy about it.
Yes, I've been hiding it from people.
But yet saying how awesomely funny and special it is.
Yes.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said
oh,
nonstop
wow.
laughs.
Oh, God.
Really
wow.
Super high.
Really built this one up.
No, for me, I will be nonstop laughing.
Okay, good.
So this is the disappearance of Richard Simmons.
Ooh.
He
disappeared?
I mean,
very
I have not heard of or seen of him
oh,
in quite a while.
Yes.
So now that you say it, it's
he,
like, huh.
Since February 2014, wow. Richard Simmons has disappeared from the public eye completely.
No.
Yep. For those that don't know, Richard Simmons is a fitness instructor, an actor, a video producer.
If you've never seen The Nutty Professor, you're missing out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I mean that. What was the slogan that he was doing in that? I can't remember. Now.
Get up off the couch or something.
I don't have the Nutty Professor file.
Clearly, it needs another rewatching for me as well.
Just a quick background. His original name was Milton before he changed it to Richard, which was the name of an uncle who paid for his college.
Oh, that's nice.
Good uncle.
Oh.
He was born to showbiz parents in New Orleans.
Showbiz parents!
Oh, New Orleans!
We are the showbiz parents. Thank you for coming to a show.
Nolan's show people, too, are a different breed.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
throw that out there. You know, you've met some Louisiana showmen.
That's true.
Dang, that's cool there.
His father worked as a master of ceremonies, and his mother worked as a traveling fan dancer.
Ooh, bring on the fan dancer!
Dad's an MC.
Yeah, they're a good pair.
Keeping
he can introduce her, and, you know.
She'll entertain you and keep you cool.
He'll crack a few jokes, get the crowd going, you know. It's perfect duo.
Richard began overeating at a very young age. As a kid, he would sell pralines at a candy shop in New Orleans called Leah's. His parents kept 3 refrigerators stocked with food, and he would stop at up to 5 restaurants to eat on his way to school.
And we're talking about New Orleans, you know, like...
Heavy food.
Yes.
Yeah.
I literally gain like 4 or 5 pounds every time I visited there.
Everything's made with a roux, which is butter and flour and milk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the age of 15, he weighed 182 pounds. As a young man, Richard converted to Catholicism and considered becoming a priest and attended seminary for nearly 2 years.
All right, then.
Religious Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
All right.
While in art school, he appeared among the freak show characters in the Fellini films, 1968's Satyricon and 1970's The Clowns. During...
Whoa! That sucks. Wait.
What?
He was a freak.
Yeah, he was among the freak show characters.
He was
as
so
what?
Big.
I guess
he's the world's fattest man.
He was a fat man.
I mean, I feel like I weighed more than that at like 15.
182 ain't shit.
Yeah. Like, I topped out at like 240 in high school. And I was no, like, freak show worthy. Or maybe I was.
During this time, he weighed 268 pounds.
Oh, okay.
And how tall was he, do you know?
He's
short.
He's a pretty short guy.
I would say he's like 5'5 or something.
Yeah.
You know, he's on the shorter side. For sure.
Oh, yeah, you're
and
right.
I based this on his Whose Line Is It Anyway appearance.
Standing next to everyone else.
Yeah.
In the 70s, Richard moved to Los Angeles, where he developed an interest in fitness, but noticed that many of the gyms catered to those who were already physically fit and worked to develop and establish gyms that catered to people that needed fitness from an unhealthy state.
Nice.
Oh, thank you, Richard.
Yeah,
yeah,
body
right?
positive gym.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad they don't really exist too much anymore.
Yeah.
Well, because he's gone.
One.
Where is he?
Oh, yeah, they have one?
There's like, I joined it. My mom gave me a gym membership for a year.
Solid. Thanks,
so,
man.
Yeah, I know. It was dope. And they had like classes which were just like fat kid dance classes. And there were people there that were like 300 pounds or nothing. And some, I mean, you're like fucking not doing a whole lot. Like sometimes you are, like the instructor is.
Mm-hmm.
And like some people are just kind of
standing around, moving.
We're doing
grooving.
It. Like we're doing it. But like you're not maybe to her or their
standard.
Fucking level.
Yeah, sure.
Which I think, and they made abundantly clear that that was fine. Like it's great to be here and it's great to be moving.
Something is better than nothing. And like getting your heart going and the lungs pumping and just
it was
like
so fun.
Yeah.
They had like voice distorters and they all like had like merch and they had
orphans.
And like they had we had face optional face paint like that was there so you could like
nice.
Glow in the fucking
awesome.
Black light and so
nice.
Suddenly like we're like kind of at a club but like the club that you always dreamed of and not the, like the club.
Yeah.
Which is
an unwelcoming place.
The kind of
people.
Place 50 Cent raps about.
Yeah.
I mean, that Ugh. Sounds fun, but then you get, like, the logistics. I just picture, like, the paint dripping into my eyes and, like, burning and, like...
Well, you mispainted, sir.
Exactly.
You
don't
paint,
put it
above
forehead.
Yeah.
Just like...
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, like, you can put it...
Oh, crazy. Okay.
You can see,
I like
it.
The arms.
And then there's... It's positive. And then y'all get in a circle and fucking at the end, everyone like gets a little like 2 second solo while everyone's just clapping madly for them.
Right? Nice.
It's so positive. I did love that. I thought it was so funny.
There should be
great.
More of that.
Yeah.
Let's start our own fat kid dance party.
Yeah, right? I don't remember the name of the gym.
I was about to say, are you looking at your schedule? To... Yeah.
Sorry, back
up. I think Thursday's a good time.
Let's hash this out right now.
Well, this led him to lose 123 pounds. Simmons opened his first exercise studio in 1974 in Beverly Hills, in which he led exercise classes on a daily basis for only $12 a class. He continued to teach and charged $12 a class for over 40 years, right up until his disappearance.
What a good guy.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, because fitness is expensive. I really wanted to join a dance gym, like a ballet-focused
mm-hmm.
place. It's not, they don't even charge by the month. They charge by the week
because
it's so expensive.
Oh, my God.
It's like $260 a
no.
week or
Oof.
Something crazy. Yeah, but I mean, you're getting... ballet lessons, so it's a different kind of thing altogether.
Yeah.
But the point is, fitness is expensive.
Yeah.
I remember someone telling me about this, that you could go, when this was many years ago, obviously, but that she's like, do you want to go to a Richard Simmons workout class? And it just never happened, but yeah, I'm like, anyone can go? And she's like, yeah, and it's cheap.
Oh my God,
like,
no, it never will.
That's not, maybe not never will.
I don't know.
All right.
In a 2010 interview, it was stated that Richard has kept off his own 100-plus pound weight loss for 42 years and had, over the course of 35 years in fitness, helped humanity lose approximately 12 million pounds.
Damn!
Do you think that's why he's gone? It's because he's somewhere and he just gained a bunch of weight and he can't admit it and he's just... somewhere in a shame garden.
No.
In a shame garden?
In a shame
garden. I think he'd have nice stuff. He's probably pretty rich, you know. It's the
welcome,
nice garden.
Welcome to my shame garden.
All the lilacs. Now I'll never see more of the sun. Than what's in these four high walls.
I don't see him as the type of person to, like, hoard the money, though. Like, for what it seems like, it was more about, like, yeah, helping people feel good like he felt good. And I don't know. I feel like I remember some people, like, making fun of him for something just for being, like, himself and being eccentric and excitable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, culture and society can be cruel. And so I
for
feel
sure.
like sometimes people just don't want to be in the limelight anymore. They're just over... You know, because when you are in the limelight, you basically give people the opportunity to say things about you and what you're doing. Like, that's just,
yeah.
if you're
well,
in the public eye, you have to take the criticism or whatever.
Well, and I hope I don't take this away from Rob's mystery,
yeah.
but Richard Simmons loved the public eye. He's the kind of guy who stopped for every single autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Even when the tour buses would pass his house, he was reputed as going outside to greet the people who had come to see his house.
Yeah.
He loved the public eye. So I don't think that he just simply was tired of it at all.
Yeah.
I think he lived for it, and it's something more sinister than that.
Maybe
the government or the people, like the power people, you know, he's out there getting people healthy and moving, and that gets your brain defogged and you're thinking more, you know, you're waking up to all the bullshit, you're becoming a better person, and the government's like, you're making these people too great.
The government's like,
hey. We want
fat and dumb.
Yes.
I have noticed that people have had an uptick in intelligence.
That's what it is, man.
He left Donald Trump got elected.
Oh, no. Coincidence?
In 1988, Richard Simmons released the first of a series of workout tapes called Sweat Into the Oldies.
Oh, yeah.
In which he led aerobics classes to songs from the 50s and 60s. These videos have become one of the most lucrative products ever marketed on TV.
Yep, my mom had them. She used to do them in the basement. She'd come down there, she'd be dancing to Richard.
Yep.
She'd just walk circles around our basement for like an hour. Get it done.
Over 60 have been made, but the first three alone earned him over $200 million.
Ka-ching.
Buy him.
My mom had his nutrition plan too. Meal a deal? No, deal a meal.
Deal
a meal. It was like this little plastic thing, and it had a bunch of little windows in it and cards that you would put in. It was, and she would just like, she'd close her windows when she ate like something. Like it was very cute. It was like a cute little game, and I would come along and like futz with it because I'm a kid and I have a toy. It looks like a bingo, like those travel bingo games. And she'd be like, I don't know what I ate today.
So Richard is a natural empath, meaning that he feels the emotions of others strongly. He has personally kept in touch with thousands of people whom he just met once to help them along their weight loss journey.
Because he gets it, man.
Yeah. He briefly met a 450-pound woman in Nebraska and called her every Sunday for free until she lost 200 pounds.
Oh.
Damn.
When another Simmons regular was sent their daughter off to camp, Simmons sent her preteen daughter a card with some cash as if he was a member of the family.
Ugh, it's making me so sad that he's going to go disappearing. I'm going to have to sing, "Where are you, Richard? Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away?"
Oh my gosh, I sing that song whenever I can't find a spot. Where are you parking?
Jim Carrey's Grinch.
So yeah, as Colin was saying, like he would always come out to tour buses. They would almost guarantee that if they pass by Richard Simmons' house, he will stop by and get him. One time, he stayed behind to take pictures and talk to tourists, even after a car ran over his foot. He was in need of medical attention.
He's still, like, waving from his stretcher, like, hold on, let me take a picture with a few fans.
I can still dance with this app.
On that note, we are lighting another blunt, lighting another blunt. So there's a specific time where he actually like stops coming out to the truck and people made note of it, and that's when he like stopped everything, or?
Yeah, so in February 2014, Richard was scheduled to conduct an aerobics class at his fitness studio, and for the first time in over 40 years, he didn't show up.
What?
Weird. I know what it was. There was some heavy set aliens who needed some body positive, and they received the signals far away in space of these transmissions of his work.
Just take like, those old records off the shelf.
And they were like, we don't need the body, we just need the mind.
Exactly.
Like zapped his brain out.
Yeah, there was no phone call. He didn't leave a note. There was nothing.
Whoa.
The class was conducted by another instructor after a late start. Multiple attempts to contact Simmons were made, but he refused to talk to anyone. Instead, the only way to reach Simmons was through his live-in housekeeper of over 30 years, Teresa Revelis.
Nope. Teresa Revelis. I don't feel good about this already.
No way.
I don't like it at all.
Live-in housekeeper.
Right?
For
how long?
Suspicious.
Over 30 years, yep.
Well, I mean, she didn't do anything for 30 years, so maybe that's...
It takes a while.
It's a long call.
It's a lot of nothing, and then all of a sudden, that works.
30 years of poisoning him very slowly, but he was resilient. He was healthy, so it took a long time.
Yeah. Take a lot to kill Richard
Simmons.
She
made him feel unloved. He had to get that love elsewhere.
So the next thing, the same thing happened, and this went on for the next couple of weeks until a note went up in the studio saying that Richard was having knee issues and would be back the following month. But the following month came and went, and still no sign of Simmons. The studio continued to go on without him for the next couple years before finally shutting down in 2016. Thousands of people that he kept in contact with, he just stopped talking to them completely then. and relationships that went on for decades came to an end without an explanation or even a goodbye.
Yeah, and if it was just a knee thing, that wouldn't prohibit him from doing
exactly.
any of that.
Yeah, he'd be able to keep up his contacts and everything.
So now we get into the theories.
So that's all we know.
Do we know for sure he's alive?
We do know because...
they did send a... like a elder abuse investigator
mm-hmm.
to make sure that he was okay, and everything they found was kosher. Apparently,
oh, so they did. They have seen him.
Yes,
someone has talked to him.
The
yes.
LAPD made a welfare check on Simmons after an anonymous accusation that Simmons was a victim of elder abuse. The elder abuse unit found a fully bearded Simmons, who claimed he just wanted to spend time with himself. Though he did express some regret in missing his good friend Joan Rivers' funeral. They determined nothing to be wrong with Simmons at all.
So the mystery is just why he's out of the public
yeah.
eye. I thought we were talking about Richard Simmons has totally disappeared.
Well, who knows? Maybe he's been taken by the Illuminati and that's like a clone that they've put in his place and he's not a very good one, so they have a beard.
Bearded.
On him. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a disguise, you know, changing your facial makeup.
Maybe they called in the same people who replaced Paul McCartney.
At one time, Simmons owned 8 Dalmatians. Over the years, the pack dwindled down to 1.
Oh.
2 months into his seclusion, the last Dalmatian died at the age of 17. And because Simmons is a natural empath, this could have led to something of a mental break and his withdrawal from society.
Oh, Rich.
But it seems like there was already something going on, which is why the pack dwindled. Like...
I mean, over 17 years, they dwindled.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, one dies at 10, one dies at 12 or so.
I see.
Yeah, but usually I feel like if you do have that much and you like that much, you'll start to replace.
You'll just get
more
donations.
It's funny, yeah, like, it's like, what happened? Did you get them all at the same time? I don't know why. I did that.
Yeah, they were all pups when he got them. So he's been raising the same pack of pups.
They have the same beginning, and that's tough.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And
all
I think like towards
them.
The end, like 4 just over the span of like 2 or 3 months, like
mm-hmm.
just drop and.
Ugh, that is really tough.
So. A former associate of Simmons claims that his housekeeper, Teresa, is keeping Simmons under house arrest. It was reported that Simmons gifted her a brand new Mercedes. And if you want to talk to Simmons, she's the only one that you can talk to. She relays all messages coming to and from Simmons.
I am the keeper.
I am the keeper. You want to talk to Simmons, you talk to me.
I require another Mercedes.
Sounds like some evil witch type stuff, you know? Like she came in and put a spell on him.
Mm. I'll put a spell on you.
She's doing it all mix while she's doing
mine.
It.
Wearing his like short shorts around.
A beard. Yeah. Made of his hair. I hope he got energy from... being that person and like, you know, contacting all those people. But as we know from like Robin Williams, who was an amazingly like amiable person, just human to be around if you happen to cross your path, you know, struggled with that. That might have been the drugs in his case, but he struggled with it his whole life. He said that. And so it's like, what is he struggling with? Has anyone gifted him puppies? I mean, you're not supposed to do that. Just give someone a dog, but, like, you know.
It might just be what he said. I mean, like, the simplest explanation is often the most popular. He just might need time with himself, like Tristan said earlier.
Yeah, Richard Simmons' house, the once popular destination for tour buses, now has a 6-foot-tall, buzzerless fence surrounding the property. It's akin to prison walls.
Mm.
The former.
I don't even know if you can have a 16-foot wall in Beverly Hills. Somebody's gonna call the city on that.
No, Colin. The strings have been pulled.
The
kind of decency to cover it with vines.
The former associate claims that Teresa is using black magic and witchcraft to control Simmons through. Though Simmons publicly denied these accusations in a phone interview he conducted with the Today Show.
Wow. Tristan was right.
Yep.
Tristan made Tristan
nailed
a gesture like...
Just like a 17th century priest calling out witch.
Man, huh?
The former associate claims that Simmons told him over the phone that Teresa was controlling him.
Oof.
And he would later self-publish a 50-page children's ebook fairy tale titled King Rich and the Evil Witch,
ooh,
which is about the entire ordeal.
Oh, huh. It's like his cry for help.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
yes,
he's trying to tell us.
Clearly.
Or this guy's sensationalizing.
He might be
profiting.
Cashing in on. I don't think it's selling all that much.
Why is she hanging around?
Well,
she's
been an employee for 30 years, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well compensated, perhaps?
Very.
I'm sure.
Maybe she loves them.
And that is a possibility.
Right.
There is thought of that.
I didn't know, but I assumed Richard Simmons was LGBTQ.
He's never publicly talked about his sexuality.
Well, have you ever seen his appearance on Whose
I mean,
Line Is It?
He could just be gender
fluid.
My God.
Or just, you know, an effeminate man. Like, there's
yeah,
all spectrums.
Absolutely.
You know, so who knows?
I just always thought that. I guess I just got it out of the air, but I always...
Well...
Oh, yeah.
During his, like, workout classes, he would frequently force the men to take off their shirts during his aerobic classes.
Well, he's trying to sell some videos.
They're not videotaping these. It's just the class. People are, dance. He's
trying to get them excited for the class.
Get it, queen.
Yeah. I think it's more of a body positive type thing. Like, take off that shirt. You know, you have nothing to hide.
Well, that's what he said.
See those muscles.
That's what he said.
Same result here.
I mean, he gets up close and personal to, you know, he'll touch and grow.
But who's at his class? Is it people who have the traditional Hollywood figure? Mm. Or is it people who are like,
probably
I want to feel...
It's all kinds. It's all kinds. He's got like...
Kinds.
A 90-year-old lady there that was going there, and he would keep in touch with her all the time until his disappearance, and he had a lot of different people. This actually was covered in a podcast that was dedicated to this.
Mm.
You don't have to listen to it because you're getting all the good stuff.
Right.
Here. But,
we got the nugget.
But it was called Missing Richard Simmons, and it was about a guy who was attending his classes and... He stopped showing up, so all of a sudden he had to figure out what was going on. And he does some interviews and stuff. It is a bit intrusive. It has been kind of labeled as that. So you don't have
intrusive.
To listen to it.
Come back. Not like us. We're completely speculative. So.
Yes.
Way more fun over here.
No research over here.
Maybe he made a deal with the devil. Because when I was overweight,
I'm sorry,
like,
do you mean a Bobby's deal with the
devil? Yeah, Richard. Bobby, yes.
Did
he made
you
a Bobby.
Deal with the devil?
I didn't. I just said that I was going to say when I was overweight, like, you know, you have those desperate things where it's like, man, I would do anything to not be in this body right now.
Sure.
So, I mean, I personally never was like, Satan?
Deal or no deal?
But, you know, Richard Simmons may have, and then along with the weight loss came incredible success, and now this is him, like, paying the devil back. And
yeah, the devil only gave him 40 years to the day or something. And
of
time
pleasure.
Ran out.
40 years of pleasure.
Yeah. Took all the charisma and uniqueness, nerve, and talent away.
Yep.
He just has a beard and a gold fiddle.
And you did say he was religious.
Yes, he was.
Is he?
2 years
in
seminary.
Seminary, yeah. He
oh,
almost
right.
became a priest.
But he stuck with the religion still? Like, he still believed?
I mean, I don't know if he ever went to church. A man as busy as him probably doesn't.
Doesn't have time. The church is his gym.
Yeah.
Or rather, the other way.
You
yes.
know
can bring the church to you.
Yeah.
You have money and fame, you know. Pastor will come hang out.
Yeah.
Right. I would like to pop the pastor. Or any sort of reverend. My dad is a reverend. He made house calls. Not to, like, famous people either. Just, you know, like, shut-ins. People in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their whole deal.
I gotcha.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
If it was just to, like, hang out and give someone, pray with someone cool, some famous, Maybe you get to see their house. Maybe you get to have some sandwiches.
Oh, now there's talk of sandwiches. Yeah.
Hey, listen, we got people coming over. Somebody order some sandwiches.
Well, no, they're rich. They have finger sandwiches.
Yes.
They just
have
them on hand.
On the tiered trays, the biggest ones at the bottom, and then medium. My God.
You've never been to a high tea?
It's like the Christmas tree of hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
So Richard was hospitalized for what was reported to be a bout of indigestion. When he was released from the hospital, he was driven the 15 minutes to his house and waited in his driveway for LAPD officers, his manager, and his housekeeper to shield him from paparazzi, where he walked into his house completely covered in a blanket like a Halloween ghost.
When the police went to go check on him and he was bearded and everything and they said he was fine, did they also mention, like, maybe he was obese again?
No, you see, okay. They said he looked
just normal,
fine.
Just bearded.
Normal, just bearded.
Yeah, but beard sometimes can hide a little bit. And sometimes if you're really body obsessed, the difference of 10 pounds can be a huge thing.
Yeah. The National Enquirer reported that Simmons was undergoing gender reassignment surgery. Simmons sued the National Enquirer for libel, though the suit was thrown out by the judge, claiming that being labeled transgender is not inherently offensive. And to add insult to injury, Simmons was forced to pay the National Enquirer for legal fees in excess of $130,000.
I hate the judicial system.
Yeah,
I lose faith in it, like, more and more every second of every day of my life.
Bungled again! I strike again! The bungler!
Yeah, but it's not okay to out someone. I mean, if it's not okay
to absolutely
it's
not.
Okay to out someone.
You're 1,000% correct.
How can that be?
Well,
he just didn't fill out the proper paperwork or say the right thing to get, like, you know, I'm sure it was all done on some... just bullshit. You know, the judge was like, ah, we've been here 30 minutes. I gotta go, guys.
Throwing it out.
Yeah. That's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's not offensive to be trans. If he was trans, he'd just say he was trans. Boom. Isn't that how you feel, you snowflakes?
Time to pay some legal fees.
Well, the last thing I will say about this is that Richard Simmons has never met Barbara Streisand. But he went to Tiffany's and bought her a $100,000 ring, in which Streisand promptly returned to Simmons. And at one time, he bought a $10,000 replica of Streisand, claiming it to be going to be the closest he would ever come to being alone with her.
$10,000?
A $10,000 doll. All
right, calm down.
And
Richard
it looks
Simmons.
Exactly like Barbara Streisand.
So he's
just
a fanboy.
Oh, okay.
He's like a big fanboy.
Mm-hmm.
When you said $10,000 doll, I was really worried it was one of those real dolls. I was like, did this just take a sinister, weird
it's
turn?
It's like a quarter the size of it. It's like about, you know, a quarter the size of
just it. Just a really fancy doll, like a little girl
and,
would
yeah,
get.
Yeah, it's incredibly detailed.
A little boy, I suppose.
Nipples, everything.
Just in a dress.
Singing. Dress, what do you see?
Same shaped bush and everything.
She got that Streisand magic.
Puts a lightning bolt in there.
He's famous enough to get in a room with her. I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, before the ring thing, I mean, he probably, that's a weird move. He probably should have not done that. Like,
well,
I feel like he'd be, you know, especially with this whole mystery thing going on, if he, his people had contacted her people and they'd been like, where do I need to be? I need, like, 20 minutes, I bet
Streisand is one
happen.
Of those people that just never sees fans, no matter how, like,
yeah,
rich
but
and famous.
What Leanne is saying is, like, wasn't there some kind of time where, like, Streisand was singing a workout song or something, and it could have been like, everybody work out, and then you hear Richard Simmons hop in, and he's like,
come on,
everybody, get up, let's dance, you know what I mean? Like, there should have been some way, or even if it was like a telefundraiser, there should have been some way to get in the room with Barbara.
I agree.
Not a fan at that point. He's like a colleague almost.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that about Barbara Streisand, that she doesn't talk.
Yeah, I mean,
she's a real Shatner that way.
I mean, if you're famous, I bet it's a lot. you know? I don't know. I worked on a cruise ship, which is... And by the end of the week, people were coming up to me.
She was cruise ship famous. So like,
hey, you were the girl we saw at the beginning of the show, right? You did the comedy sketches?
It was you and then the funny guy, right? Yeah.
Oh, I hope they didn't say you and the funny guy.
No, I'm being self-deprecating. Obviously, everyone loved me on the cruise ship. I was treated like... You know, like it was a big deal when I was walking around the ship. I got a lot of high fives. I got a lot of like, let's talk. And like, that's what we were supposed to do is mingle. Never touch, but mingle. Never touch those cameras.
No.
But do mingle because those same cameras are watching you and you need to mingle. Mm-hmm. And like, it felt like it was. I don't know. I was like, this is the price. I mean, this is the cost of it. But there are places where I can go, where I can be alone, and I don't have to worry about it. And it's like, this is the cost, right? That you agree to pay when you become famous.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld would totally agree with you on an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He's like, yeah, but that's, if you're going into this career, that's just like one of the things you sign on for.
If you don't want to be famous, then walk out of the limelight. And like, you know, like
sometimes
Richardson
your talent
did.
Is just too unbridled. It just pours out.
But
no
isn't that
how.
The whole point of being a performer? Like to be
to get that
in
attention.
The limelight, to be to have the praise, to have
yeah.
the people
yeah.
being like
mm-hmm.
brilliant.
But to
I built
only, my life around you.
To only want the faceless masses that are clapping, not the individuals who've been touched by your work. Scares me.
No.
I don't approve of that. Barbara, you're so good. I love her. I'm sad. That's
like, as long as it's positive.
You know, like, I don't talk to fans.
Yeah, I don't know that to be true. I don't want Barbara to sue me. But I've just that's I think that's the common reputation.
You just get a call, she's like, oh, I don't talk to fans, do I?
I listen to every word you all say.
In fairness, Barbara, I'm not really a fan, but I appreciate you talking to me.
Shade.
And I apologize too. I don't mean to compare my experience on a cruise ship with your life.
No, they are identical.
I've seen a lot of things. I get it.
They marry each other.
My
perfectly.
Parents love you. And I love you too.
Yeah, that's it. Any theories or anything else on this? I mean, I feel that, yeah, it's just a lot at once. And his advanced age, just like, I just can't keep doing this, guys. I mean, I appreciate it, but... And then when he ghosted, he just really wanted to ghost it hard.
Yeah.
He didn't want to, like, be... Maybe he'd be seen as a person who's aging and
mm-hmm.
you know, getting weaker and stuff, and he just didn't want that.
I think maybe he's some kind of mystical or magical being.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
you say Richard Simmons is a cryptid?
Possible, yes. Or just like...
you heard it here, folks.
Maybe he just stumbled upon some mystical property, like a rock that has imbued with powers, whatever it is.
Mm.
And like the time just ran out. Like he had all his magic has finally been spent.
Or his rose... All the
has
petals fell off.
Yes, his rose has withered. Petals have fallen.
What's to say but thank you for all you've already given, which is
mm-hmm.
more than much.
That is a good
yes.
point. Right? Yeah.
Enjoy your privacy, whatever you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you for all that you've given us.
Yeah, America is 12 million pounds lighter.
Richard Simmons, if you're listening to this, we love you.
We do.
You. You've done enough. It's
done
okay.
enough. It's
you
okay.
Gotta
you
rest.
Sit down. You eat that.
Yeah.
Michelle
no,
Obama, I get it. You have to rest. And you gotta do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all you've done.
I wonder
Barack
how many.
Too.
I wonder how many pounds Michelle
your husband too.
Could
oh.
be. You know, because I would like to know how much weight the world has lost because of Michelle Obama. If
oh.
they can, if they can quantify it for Richard, I would think they could quantify it for her.
Math people, get on it.
Get on it, math people. Comment on our Facebook page. We appreciate it when you do. If this episode inspired any fan art, please. Fucking draw it. We would be so stoked to see it. I can't even tell you.
Like Richard Simmons and Barbara Streisand hanging out.
That, now you're talking. thank you so much for listening. For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Go do some jumping jacks.
Yeah, get active today.